common or prevailing construction wages in state and federal law set the minimum amounts construction workers get paid on large government-funded projects and are based largely on the project area's local economy. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports U.S. Department of Labor officials just announced an overhaul of the federal prevailing wage that aims to bolster pay on federal projects for years to come.
Indiana has billions of federal dollars coming to fund construction projects. Because those projects are partly funded by federal dollars, they are subject to federal prevailing wage rules. New controversial changes to the prevailing wage formula will likely result in even higher wages on such projects. Proponents of the prevailing wage rule say it ensures fairer pay, helps more local workers get jobs, and creates higher quality outcomes. Opponents argue such rules overinflate the cost of construction projects to taxpayers and unfairly favor union-affiliated contractors. Those criticisms were behind Indiana's 2015 repeal of its common construction wage. A 2021 report by the State Department of Labor concluded the repeal had no significant impact on wages, employment levels, or the cost of public construction projects. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.